will, you know, Terry just said that a lot of times when guys get sent down, they get out, and, or at least have a letdown. And he said, Will did the opposite. What did you take away from that time, being sent down, coming back, and bringing everything you did in Louisville back here?
Yeah, I just looked at it as an opportunity to lock in my routine, lock in who I am as a player and as a person. And I'm grateful for that, you know, that I guess you call it adversity, but regardless of how you look at it, it's still an opportunity to go out there and play every day. And I'm thankful for that.
I know you guys want to win every game, obviously, but to face your former team with Terry Francona's former team, was there any extra wanting to beat these guys so he can get a win against his team, his old team? You too?
I'm speaking for myself. No, I was kind of joking about it today. I've kind of gotten past that revenge tour type feel. But I'm having breakfast with Quan in the morning, so we'll have a good laugh over it.
What's it mean to you to be able to come in and make an immediate impact, both on the field and at the plate?
I'm grateful. Every opportunity is a chance just to work on the craft, and I'm thankful that I've been able to cash in and help my team win.
They say hitting's contagious. Today especially, did it kind of feel like everyone was kind of going and kind of on the right track?
Absolutely. You guys have seen it, you know, the past three games. We've been swinging it well, and when we, you know, put it together, you know, back-to-back, those are going to be 2-3 runs, you know, out the gate. So it's always a matter of timing for us. And when those things are clicking and we put consecutive at-bats together, more times than not, that's going to end in some runs.
Does Hayes being back in the lineup make hitting even more contagious for you guys? It seems like when he's around, you guys seem to move a little more.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here a short period of time, and I will commend Hayes on his aggression. And for me, I like seeing that because he's out there taking good passes. And that, for me, I see somebody swinging with that level of intent. It's like, okay, let's go up there and match that. And he has a very upbeat attitude and a type of swagger that I sense it, and I know my teammates do as well.
It's not like this team has needed Will a lot at some point, right? To go
yeah. I think it's a combination of both. For an example, let's take the last three games for an example. Second game against Chicago, we had 7 hits, home run, I think it was, or 7 extra base hits, and we just didn't put it together. We had that meeting the next day. Hey, just go out there, do the same thing, and it will come together. You saw what we did in that last game against the White Sox, and then obviously we put together a good collection of hits today. So, like I said, it's a combination. You kind of understand when it's about to pop, and then when you're in it, you just ride it.
Well, you guys would obviously take runs is when and how you can get them, but knowing what Tanner Bibee is about, how big was it to jump on him early?
Yeah, that was kind of our game plan going into the game. Just let him feel us. You know, he's going to be in that zone. So let's go in there and swing the bats. And like you said, obviously what he's done is, you know, good for him. Happy for you. But, you know, for us, it's like, okay, what is he good at? What is he not so good at? And how can we beat him today?